Credit loan license 36703-3042.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRA.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Of chat,
and we're full of
chit,
and we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Oh, boy. Those things are irritating. That's what I hear. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 60. This is actually the beginning of the second half of the month of June. 30 days. And June 16th would be the beginning of the second half. So welcome to the first day of the second half of the month of June. And this edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where the folks at the Zumbo Walmart now have the 40th location of First Community Credit Union. The official big grand opening coming in about 4 days, but it's open. And thanks to those of you who have already discovered the Zumbo Walmart First Community Credit Union.
Hey!
Around the room we go. Control board operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are worried about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss in the house with his $1.98. What is it, JCPenney?
Yeah.
JCPenney shirt. I like it.
No idea.
You'd never know it was $1.98. You'd never know it. He's in the house with his trousers on. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Happy birthday to Tammy Boshin. It's her birthday today.
No, I don't know who that is, but happy birthday, Tammy.
No, I think you know.
Oh, I know. You're Tammy.
Yeah.
Sure I do.
Yeah.
That Tammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tammy. She liked Patsy Cline, too, right?
Oh, she loved it. Absolutely loved it.
What's not to like? Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. We got to babysit for my little grandson Friday night. That was a blast. And Rat Boy's going to be thrilled to know. You know what it looks like he likes the taste of?
Cheese.
That's right. Think he likes a little cheese. He's getting his little teeth in, little top and bottom teeth, so he can kind of gnaw on things. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. It's also the place that sponsors the yard sale on Saturday morning. That was just a couple days ago. And those of you who are regular yard sale groupies, almost a cult-like following, we really appreciate that. For those of you who've never discovered it, it's, even if you don't have anything to sell, it's fun to sit and listen to what people are selling, what they're getting rid of. And you never know. You may hear something. You go, hey, I need one of those. I need a power washer. You got the phone number. You got the person to call. Make yourself a deal. So we thank First Community for sponsoring the exclusive and only sponsor of the yard sale. Then we thank those of you who have changed where you do your banking to First Community. And I'm going to go ahead and throw out a thank you for the future. This is something you don't hear every day on the radio. Futuristic radio. I'm going to thank you now for something you're going to do. All of you who will in the next month or so. Change where you do your banking to First Community. Thank you. I'll just thank you now. You'll be joining thousands of other people. And at 40 locations with the Zumbel Walmart, they're just getting warmed up, as Al Pacino would say. He wouldn't say it exactly like that. That wasn't a very good Al Pacino. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Well, pretty close, I guess. You can find out more by stopping in, get some fresh popcorn. In this hot weather, you can also get a bomb pop. Or you can go to firstcommunity.com. Casey Kasem, dead at 82. I thought, like 2 minutes ago, I thought of something to put on his tombstone. Because his big saying was, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. He'd always say that. Maybe put on there. Because when you die, I think, what do you want? You want to go to heaven. You're kind of reaching for the stars. I've got my feet underground, and I'm reaching for the stars.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Put that on the tombstone. Got my feet underground. Unless they didn't put him underground. Maybe they cremated him.
Yeah.
When do you think that became a popular thing, cremation? I've been thinking about this. I want to be cremated, but are we positive you don't feel anything? I mean, really, are we really? How can you really be positive? I hope not. That would hurt.
No screams, maybe, in the crematorium. That would be his.
That's one indication. A sign. That's one indication.
Hey, this hurts.
I really don't understand the burying process. I don't get that. The whole thing, the whole ordeal of the casket, and I don't know. Casey's gone at 82. There was a quote in this article, and I marked it because it's his daughter who said, we're heartbroken. No, you're not. The guy was miserable. You're happy. You're happy. You fought over him, for goodness sakes, with his wife. You people made a circus out of this whole thing. You're thrilled to death that he's gone. And you shouldn't be heartbroken. You should be heartbroken that he went through what he went through, losing his voice, his speech, Parkinson's, dementia. That you should be heartbroken about, not that he got. I love it when people they're overly dramatic about this stuff. And then, of course, we learned a new word earlier today, because in the USA Today article for Casey, it said he was known for his sonorous voice, meaning deep, rich, identifiable voice. And he did have a voice. Nobody sounded like, you know, the other guy nobody sounded like? Mason Adams. Do you remember this guy? He's the guy.
Yes.
With a name like Smuckers, yeah. It has to be good. It was kind of that same Casey Kasem with a name like Smuckers. It has to be good.
Voice of Shaggy. And
That's right. And I never saw a Scooby-Doo, but I know he was the voice of Shaggy. There is a roofing company at Lake of the Ozarks. This is so hilarious because it's so ridiculous. I was at the lake, and I had the radio on, and when I heard this, I burst out laughing. There's a roofing company in St. Louis that forever and ever has had a great slogan, and it's for a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Now, the slogan is only good if you have every word of it. For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. I'm not making this up. There's a roofing company at the lake. Here's their slogan. For a hole in your roof or a brand new roof. I thought, how pathetic. You don't even get that when you stole it, you ruined it. It doesn't even make any sense anymore. Went into the Hy-Vee supermarket at the lake and saw a big display of jars or containers of sorghum molasses. Do you know what this is?
I've heard of it. I've never tasted it.
In the South, when I was a kid, sorghum molasses was the secret to life. I mean, you couldn't eat enough sorghum at breakfast, instead of honey, on biscuits. We made popcorn balls out of sorghum molasses. Sorghum is a cane, like sugar cane. And there's a whole process, and they make this molasses. And I saw that, and I thought, wow, I haven't seen sorghum molasses since I was in the South. It's everywhere down there. It's in big gallon containers. So if you want some sorghum molasses, go to Lake of the Ozarks, Hy-Vee. They have sorghum molasses. Saw a terrific movie last night, The Fault in Our Stars, starring two people I didn't know who they were, Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort. These are two kids who play the lead roles. Now, I did know who Laura Dern was. Laura Dern plays the girl's mother. I'm going to tell you something. This movie, Dan, you will love to take a listen to this movie. This is a great movie. Now, it's not going to be great if you don't like sadness and romance. It's a very, The Notebook, I'll use that as an example. I love The Notebook, but I like sad, believable, great love stories. And just great stories. And this, The Fault in Our Stars, if there's any fault with the movie, it's the title. Because when you walk out, you still don't get the title, The Fault in Our Stars. And what it means, I went and looked it all up. It's from a Shakespearean quote. And there are people who believe that the way the stars are aligned, that everybody's future is sort of dictated, and your fate is in the way the stars are lined up. And The Fault in Our Stars simply means that for some people, the stars just aren't lined up right. They just get a bad deal. And this is the story of two kids with cancer. It's a terrific story, a great movie. And just when I and a lot of other people had started to think that the teenagers and the 20-something crowd were headed nowhere and lost their way and all they thought about was video games, they couldn't communicate and had no compassion, you find out that a movie like this is a huge hit with them, and then the book sales are astronomical. That tells me that young people still do have a sense of connection, and they get it. They get it. They understand relationships, and I think that's a good sign. I wanted to pull the plug on the Mexico trip, and then I realized that I was too late because we're sold out. Now there, you can still go with us because Julie can get extra, but we've sold out what we needed to sell to be sold out. She can still get some, and she has for a couple of people. I wish that I had known about the situation with the Marine in Mexico sooner, because to do this now is really unfair to her, to Julie. You got to go back, and I got 100 people going, and I didn't get any support from the travelers. I didn't have any people traveling with us saying, hey, I'm with you, we don't need to go to Mexico. So I thought, this is such a pain in the butt for everybody that we're just going to keep it intact. I found out a little too late in the game here. Had I found out a month ago that this guy was going to be hell for 3 months, I'd have pulled the plug on this thing, and I'd have said, screw you, Mexico, we're not coming. But there are a lot of unknowns here. We don't know the whole story yet with this guy. We found out he lied to the authorities. Maybe there's more we don't know. And then I told Peon, I said, what if we cancel the trip? And then the day after it's completely canceled and done for, they let him go. There's just a lot that could go wrong with that whole scenario. But keep your eye on this story. And if they continue to hold this guy and there's no more to the story than we already have now, we're going to have to start pulling the plug on some stuff to Mexico. I didn't even know the name of the guy who won the U.S. Open. I never heard of this guy. Kamer?
No, never heard
of him.
Did
you know
either.
Who he was?
Mm-mm.
Martin Kamer.
German.
Check this out. Back-to-back 5-under par 65s Thursday and Friday. The lowest 36-hole score in the 114-year history of the U.S. Open.
Yeah, usually
this guy put on quite a show.
The U.S. Open scores are always right around even par. And, yeah, he was, what, 8-under, 9-under?
He just ran off and left everybody else. We got a lawsuit in Canada, in Montreal. Guy is suing a hospital in Montreal because he says they shortened his penis during surgery.
Hmm.
It's a negligence suit. Says that now he can't have sex. This has ruined his marriage. He was a paraplegic who injured his penis while having sex with his wife. Went to the hospital where a nurse looked at it, but didn't really give his wiener a thorough examination, he says. Just kind of glossed over it. So then he went to an off-site doctor who misdiagnosed it as minor trauma. And a few weeks later, he was diagnosed with a fractured penis. He says, this has caused a greater impact on my life than when I lost the use of my legs. You see, ladies, what this man is saying, that your penis, if you're a man, is more important than your legs. Huddle in some ammonia or whatever they do, and they make up this concoction, and they smoke it or inject it or whatever. Here's a story of a guy. Let me see if I can find out where this is. Birmingham, Alabama. This woman, Lynette Knock, goes to the wake of her friend who died, huddle in some ammonia or whatever they do, and they make up this concoction and they smoke it or inject it or whatever. Here's a story of a guy. Let me see if I can find out where this is. Birmingham, Alabama. This woman, Lynette Knock, goes to the wake of her friend who died.
Wine. Mm. About three times saw it take off and land in 18 hours.
You know what that means? That's a sign that he's going to be your neighbor.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Kardashian crap is
it true.
Kanye West can't read, is illiterate.
Whoa.
It's a little odd since his mother was a college professor. Kim and Kanye spotted walking down Fifth Avenue in New York, not talking, instead arguing, exchanging stink at each other. That's really sad.
I was wondering what those two kids are up to.
I don't know. They just got married. They need to be. Come on now. A couple of love nuggets for you. How about Mick Jagger's 42-year-old daughter, Jada, became a grandmother 2 weeks ago when her 18-year-old daughter had a child.
Yeah, there you go.
And then a week later, she has another baby, Jada.
Yeah.
At 42.
Good for her.
It's kind of odd. What do you mean?
Odd for,
like,
the kids. What?
Be your granddaughter, and the granddaughter to her child would be like a...
It starts to get confusing.
Oh, I know. Spotted canoodling in New York. Ready?
Yep.
Robert Pattinson and Katy Perry.
Good for him.
TV heads up. U.S. plays Ghana this afternoon. In fact, I can tell you right now, U.S. leading Ghana 1-0 in the World Cup.
All right.
The pop quiz question today, and finally.
Knock it off.
Really. Had a bowling alley, loved bowling, got older, didn't like bowling, turned a bowling alley into an antique warehouse. Cher, Baba Wawa, Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Streisand.
Cher.
I'm going to also go Streisand.
The answer is Baba Streisand.
Yeah.
We will talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
What happened to your voice?
Oh, we didn't get to see it. He's mad.
He's mad because we didn't like his impression.
No.
How dare you do an impression of Casey Kasem in front of me?
Kind of like Johnny Kasem or something, like Johnny
his cousin.
Carson. Yeah,
Johnny Kasem.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I've spelled it for 15 years or however long they've been on here, and it's been probably 15 years because I want to make sure that you can get right to them, because when you have an accident, there are certain things you do right away. One, you probably call the police if you get in a wreck. Boom, bring the police out. You have to get in touch with your insurance company. You got to get a body shop to get to work on that vehicle. We want it to be Schaefer, and you want it to be Schaefer, because you want it done right, and you want it done in a timely manner. You don't necessarily want it back in 2 days if to do it right it takes 3 days. You don't want somebody sitting on it for a week before they touch it. Wasted time, but you don't want it rushed through because you want it right. It's your car we're talking about. It'll be done right, and then there'll be other things done you never could have anticipated. A level of service that nobody expects from a body shop, but they get it from Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Soon to open a new location in O'Fallon, Illinois. That's any day now. We'll have that news for you as it breaks. Sound like the news networks. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
Meet me.
Time for our final look at traffic. Here's Tim Wyland.
All right, Dan, things are winding down, but they're still really busy. We've got eastbound 40 traffic. It's baseball coming in from Timberlake Manor all the way in through Bit Bend. You're going to hit some really congested traffic there. Southbound 270 from Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like westbound 44, we've got a little slowdown between Mirage and Bowles. Southbound 170, we're heavy now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, still stacking up from McDonald through New Florissant. And on westbound 70, just a little heavy between 170 and the airport. And this traffic report brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA, and they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
What did that guy say? I couldn't understand it.
That was 30-30.
This is so much fun. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Hope you can join us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
South County residents fighting a proposed cell phone tower, why they don't want it in their neighborhood.
Two women caught on tape using yet another form of credit card theft that police say you need to be aware of. An elderly woman falls from an Amtrak train, what officials think might have happened. More than 300,000 Missourians are still waiting on their state tax returns. When will they see their money? First on Fox, South County residents are collecting signatures on a petition in an effort to stop a proposed cell phone tower from going up in their neighborhood. Fox 2's Shirley Washington joins us now with more details about those tower troubles. Shirley.
Say, I got to tell you, this is one that really has residents riled up. Now, residents made it clear they are not opposed to cell phone towers. They just don't want one in their backyard because they say it would decrease property values and create an eyesore. But that's not all.
This is where they decided to put it.
Michael Marino showed me where AT&T wants to